Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is a show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I don't know what WordPress is. This is Uncle Morty. I'm Adam's uncle. By marriage, I don't know them that well. He's a nice kid. I don't know. But I'm along with his cohort, his friend, Kyle Maurer. Kyle, are you in the tribe, Kyle? Doesn't matter. Don't answer that. I don't want to make this show about that. I want to make it fun. I want to make it great again. Okay. Hello, Kyle. And I guess Adam's coming back now. Here, go. Do your show.
Thanks, Uncle Morty. Awesome. Very much appreciate you introducing us. Adam.
Yes. Hey,
let's get the show started.
Wow. That was, thanks, Uncle Morty. I really do appreciate you being here. That was quite the surprise. I did not know he could get in there on the Skype call. That was interesting, to say the least. So welcome to episode 9, as Uncle Morty did say. We're doing another episode, another week, another episode, right?
Oh, man, we're just cruising along. I can't believe it.
We are cruising along. So what else is going on? So what's new? What's in the updates over there in Jackson, Michigan? How's the weather? Just curious.
Dude, the weather's good. Everything's good. The whole thing, everything. It's fish fry night tonight. I'm going to go get some fish at the local church and just working around the house. Oh, I got accepted to speak at Pressnomics.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
I know, man.
Mazel tov. Oh.
Yeah,
very nice.
Next, surprised. I did already tell you.
You did. Yeah, that's amazing. That's good for you. Yeah. I was gonna say real quick. The weather here, it's finally, you know, it hasn't. We haven't had any clouds in the sky or rain in the last week. Finally, we were getting up there with some rain. There's no more. What's it called? Drought in California, but it's 74 degrees here today. So, yeah, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's super, super great.
Isn't it great? But I'm gonna say I feel bad for my wife. She's flying right now on her way back to Boston, where she's based. It's 18 degrees tomorrow and Saturday for her. It's unfortunate. Or actually, tomorrow is Saturday for her. Anyway,
that's pretty nippy.
It is a little cool. So, Pressed Arms is cool for you. That's awesome. A couple of things on my end is WordCamp Los Angeles 2017 is back on track. Didn't really take a break from planning it, just took the holiday, just waiting to hear back and forth from our venue. So that's kind of cool. So we had a great call earlier this week with the team. Also spoke to my mentor to make sure that he's cool and copacetic with things, just, you know, kind of feedback. And also update wise, my Twitter profiles, as people are just begging for that information, have been updated thanks to my good friend Bridget Willard. She reached out and said, hey, you know what? Your Twitter profile needs some love. So I'm both Hey Adam Silver and over on Concierge WP, both sides. So I did a little changes there, and it's more relevant now. So there you go. So thanks to Bridget for that.
That's awesome. That's a nice thing for somebody to reach out and just say, let me help you with this.
It was. And I mean, you know, she was subtle. Hey, they need some love. So, you know.
Hey, she knows her social stuff.
She does. She's amazing. So, so Kyle, what are you wearing? What are you drinking in the WordPress world?
Yeah, right now I'm drinking water from a Sucuri water bottle. Oh. And I've got a Nexus Hosting t-shirt on.
Nice. I am actually drinking water from a ServerPress squishy. It's called a Silly Cup. They had them at a couple camps. So I'm drinking water from a ServerPress, our friends over there, desktop server. They're water from them. And I'm wearing a... what shirt? Oh, it's a Woo. This is a Woo shirt. It's the Skull and Crossbones shirt that says Ship It. S-H-I-P. Ship. That the show is still
every
clean.
Every time I see you wear that shirt, I get a little down. Because I went to the camp where they were giving that out, and I showed up at the table just too late. They were all gone.
Where did I get this? I don't remember. Was it Dayton?
It was San Francisco,
San Francisco. Oh, okay. Yeah.
3 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. All right. So.
It's such a cool shirt.
Yeah, I do like it. It's one of my favorites. I think I'm actually going to just frame it so you can see it behind me during the show every time. Because, you know, we do this via video Skype. We don't record the video. But anyway, so what else is going on? So that's what we're drinking, and that's what we are wearing. That's the one thing. I don't have even a hoodie on. So, all right. What else you got?
So I want to introduce a new segment to our show, I should say. Errors and Omissions. This is something any informational advice show people want to share. You want to just... own up to your mistakes.
Do I need a sound effect for this? I don't have one ready, but I could go dig one up. Or no, maybe
it's
next
brand
time.
New segment. We're gonna try it out. So right now, I'm going to go through a list of any errors and omissions that listeners have sent in. It's maybe things that we said were potentially factually inaccurate.
Okay.
It's possible. It's theoretically possible.
I'm scared. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's the list. Okay, that was it. We don't have any.
That's awesome.
So we can infer from that that everything that we've said to date on this show has been factually accurate.
Wow, a little Freudian slip. 100% accurate. Nice.
100%. We are in the clear. No errors and no omissions after 8 episodes. Let's keep it the hot streak going.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's I'm excited about that. So we will have a, you know, I guess like in the LA Times and the Wall Street Journal, they'll have for the record. That's what they call it. Like for the record, they, when they do a mistake, you know, they just I wish life was that easy. Hey, for the record, I crashed the car. Sorry, my bad. You know, sorry, mom and dad. It'd be nice if I could just use that and, you know, and just move on with my life. But no. Oh, okay. Different show. Wrong topic. Okay. So, and also in the news and updates here, we have a couple of reviews and we're going to read them and thank people. So I'm going to read this first one. It's from Wilsonography. Is that right? Yeah, Wilson. So it says here, if you run a small business, and these reviews, by the way, are from iTunes, from the Apple, the iTunes review boards. If you run a small business or want to, or do web development for WordPress or want to, these are the people to whom you should be listening. I always come away with fresh insight into something I'm doing or thinking, which is my primary motivation for listening to podcasts in the first place. Exclamation point. Well done, guys. Keep up the good work. And then I guess it's a smiley face, the big grin. Yeah, the big grin smiley face. Like, I don't know. I don't get all those smiley faces. Anyway, so thanks to Wilsonography for that. I really do appreciate it. We love, that's awesome. So I'm happy to see that review. Thanks.
Right. And we've got one other 5-star review. The Wilsonography's review is 5 stars
right,
as well.
Right.
And we have another one from 3 Point Ross. Left just the other day, and he said, subject, the right balance of fun and information. And below that, his review says, becoming one of my favorite WordPress-related podcasts to listen to in the morning. It's fun and entertaining, which helps me forget that I'm on the elliptical, but ends with valuable and practical advice. It's hard to find a podcast that has both banter and expertise. So thank you very much, 3 Point Ross and Wilsonography, for those 2 5-star reviews that came in recently. And we strongly encourage you listening now. Give us a review. Tell us what you think about this show.
Right. I mean, no pressure, no stress, you know, but go ahead and do it.
It means a ton to us, and we'll give you a shout out on the show.
Right. And Uncle Morty really, you know, I think likes the show. So that's maybe he'll give us a review next time.
Maybe he will. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Okay. So, hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
Tell me, sir.
It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in, we're going to take them down. We're going to answer your questions right now, right here. Here we go. All right, so what's the first question? I think I am asking. No, you're asking the first question. That's right.
That's correct. So I'm going to hit you with a question that we got from Eric Amundsen.
Yes.
And he wants to know, as a WordPress user or developer, what is the one thing that drives you bonkers and you'd love to change about WordPress?
Wow. Tough one. Kind of tough. I mean, just one thing. So I think, honestly, Eric, an interesting question, a good question, tough. I thought about this for a while. So the one thing I came up with is really the lack of true community and the connection and the overall standoffness that I felt at so many conferences over the years. You know, I just feel like I go to these camps, I go to these conferences. But real quick, just a loop back. I'm actually going to Pressnomics also.
That's great news.
Okay, so just okay. So anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, I just think that at these things I go to, I have a hard time connecting with people. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's the beard. I don't know. But no, okay. Actually, clearly, Eric, I am joking. Actually, if I had to pick one thing, well, I'm going to pick two. Can I pick two, Kyle?
Sure. Okay. It's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
One thing.
So I'm picking two. You know, which I think. Anyway, I've seen your answer. I know. I kind of think I know your answer. Anyway, so the two for me are the settings, the mail, email settings inside a dash. You know, inside the dashboard, as a preference. I can't stand having the mail be there because no one uses it. I mean, have you ever seen anyone use the mail settings to email a post or I guess a post for temporary review? I don't know. So mail for me. And if I had to pick a second one, it's the old-fashioned menuing numbering system in the pages area on the right side versus using the better way to drag and drop menuing around for navigation. So one of those two, one's got to go this year. One has got to be taken out of core. I'm just going to be like that right now. You guys can't see me, but I'm like, it's got to go.
So animated.
I really am. I'm like, there's other things as well, but those two things really irk me. I don't know why, but they just do, you know, just pet peeves, I guess.
All things considered, if that's all that comes to your mind, then WordPress is doing pretty good.
Right. So do you have anything you want to say? Like, what's the one thing that you have? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you want to sing a song?
Well,
you have a little ditty here.
Eric is punishing us with this question. He's asking for just one thing. And you know what? It's our show. I'm not going to do that.
Should I count you in?
All right.
Okay, three.
Here's my answer.
Here you go.
Let's go.
Everybody and their brother knows the short codes blow. They make it hard for beginners to figure out how to make their content show. They have a steep learning curve, so users who don't know the basics of how code works figure things out quite slow. I've got all these issues, it feels like I'll never lose these WordPress blues. Plugin developer, I'm disappointed the dependency management isn't there. And the sluggish WP admin sometimes makes me pull out my hair. Is there anything more useless than every default dashboard widget? And can anyone tell me why WP list table has access set to private? I've got all these issues, it feels like I'll never lose these WordPress blues. Pervasive abuses of admin notices are just obscene. Every time I see one, I just want to punch my screen. One thing that seriously makes me consider changing careers is every time some trace of WP drama appears. I've got all these issues, it feels like I'll never lose these WordPress blues. I passionately wish that every single homepage slider would die in a fire, along with the concept of selling licenses that don't expire. I'm not a huge fan of the plugin and theme editors built into Core, and this cheap pricing race to the bottom is something I truly abhor. I've got all these issues, it feels like I'll never lose these WordPress blues.
Wow, that was I think that might have been more than one thing that you don't like about WordPress. So you're leaving us and going back to Joomla, right? Is that what you're saying here?
It's actually SharePoint that
wow.
is where I'm going.
Right. Yeah. Honestly. I mean, that was an amazing performance. And I got to say, I mean, I just went ahead and felt like just jamming with you a little bit on the harmonica there. Just a few chords, a couple of little toots here.
I appreciate that. You've got talent. You got to use it, bro.
Yeah, totally. So just so you guys, if you're wondering, we are going to be hitting the road this next summer. We're making the tour. It's the Kyle and Adam show, or just the Ka show. You know. Anyway, that's a fair answer. We will put the lyrics, you'll type those lyrics up. We'll put those in the show notes. So if you want to listen to it again and kind of follow along, because it's a lot of words sometimes in a short amount of space. So, okay. Well, I think we've addressed the things that we don't like about WordPress Core.
Hey, it's a short show, so
it is.
We had to keep it concise.
Right. All right. So we have one more. Actually, this is a question that came in from Sarah Dunn, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. So
no, wait, you're skipping a question, actually.
Oh, you're right. I am. I'm sorry. My bad. That's right. That was a funny question. So question two, here, as a casual freelancer, how do you suggest bringing up the contract discussion? I consider myself a casual freelancer because I have a full-time job and don't seek out my clients. Since I work on small projects, I usually just accept payments on PayPal and keep payment discussions in email. That's asked by Megan Morsey over in Slack. So a couple questions in that question, really. But
Right. Yeah, this one's tricky.
Yeah. You go. You have anything on this?
I mean, we should just talk about it. Yeah. And contract stuff is like complicated. And like everybody you'll ask in this space is going to give you kind of different answers because we've all had different experiences. And your contract tends to be something that evolves over time. You learn from your mistakes and you have a bad experience and you say, this has got to go into my contract. And so all of ours looks a little different. And how we handle those conversations, well,
yeah, I think, you know, let me just mention here. So I'm as I keep reading this over and over again, I've been reading it since like, you know, 2 days ago. seriously, because it's just there's a lot to it's like an onion. There's layers here. So first and foremost, the fact that you have a contract, not the fact you have one. I hope you have a contract for anything more than just, you know, especially for new clients, have a contract of some sort. And the key is you want to have it because you don't want to have to use it. You want to have a protection for yourself and for the client for expectations and deliverables, et cetera. That said, like Kyle, like you said, you know, everyone's contract is slightly different from experiences. When you bring it up, you got to bring it from the get-go. I mean, literally, you say when you meet with someone and do discovery or scope, or discovery first and then write out the scope, and they agree to, you know, what you're going to pitch as far as pricing, then you send over a contract to be signed so everyone's on the same page. So I bring it up early. It's never an assumption like, oh, I have to I'm scared to ask for this to be signed. And I'm just if people don't want to sign a contract, especially with a new client of mine, I won't take the job. Simple as that. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the other question is, what I was kind of reading into this from Megan, maybe she can send another message in, maybe this time on voice through SpeakPipe. But is there a concern about asking for money to get paid for the jobs? Like that's a separate issue, because we as humans often don't want to bring up and say, you know, we want to be creative, we want to be developers, we don't want to ask about the business aspects. Like, oh, how do I get paid? Or what do I charge? Totally separate question. So that's why I was slightly confused. But you definitely want to have a contract because of all the reasons that you don't want to have a contract. I mean, that just sounds really circular and doesn't really make sense. But think you got to have one. Got to have one. I mean, let me ask you a quick question, Kyle. What is the most, what's an odd thing in your contract because of experience? Like, it wasn't in there before. You added it because of an experience. Give me one.
Dang. Let's see. I think there's some verbiage that comes to mind, and this might not be the best example, but there is some stuff about our ability to be able to use things in the future that we create.
Right.
We do custom development, and we're not interested in any kind of restrictions. I don't want a project that limits what I can do with what we create in the future. If I want to take what we made and use it on a future project or on our own site, or even turn it into a plugin that I distribute, I reserve that right to do so.
Smart.
So that's a part of our project. I've had clients in the past who weren't a big fan of that, and I found out later than I would have liked. So that's in there.
Okay.
There's a few other things, but
yeah, mine is the dormancy clause.
When that's important.
It is. I had a client who went dark. I have a deal. I have a line item where it says, you know, contact will be kept 48 hours back and forth. If they send me something, I let them know, yes, at least I got the information, or I acknowledge the communique, if you will, within 48 hours. I may not have an answer, but hey, yes, I got this, acknowledge, and continuing. But a dormancy clause is where the client goes dark for more than 21 business days, then their project goes on the back burner, goes on a hold status, and to re-engage, there's a fee and a discussion in person or the phone or Skype, some type of conversation to discuss the project, again, where things are at, why it went dark, and there's a fee to restart, because it depends on how long they went dark for. I mean, I had a client went dark for almost a year, and then they emailed me on a Monday. Can we get the site back? We're ready to go again. Can we get it back up? Can we get it up by Monday? I mean, by Friday. And I said, no, I think a year had changed. My life had changed. My employment situation changed, and technology's changed. So not a chance. So because of that one client, I have a dormancy clause. And the restart fee is $325, and they have to initial it separately, so they know that there's an invested amount of time and money to get to back on my books and my calendar.
Yeah, this sort of situation that you're looking for guidance in, Megan, is there's a lot of nuance to it, and there's a lot of answers that would change depending on your situation and your preferences. If you're in a situation where you're looking to do more or you're looking to do less, it might change the answer. If the nature of the clients that you're talking to, the amount to which you are comfortable with risk, or all these kinds of things, your own personality can even impact how these discussions are handled. I think generally speaking, I have learned to, in a way, vet clients a little bit in the conversations and my initial consultation with them, and get to a point where I feel comfortable moving forward with them, because there's a significant percentage of prospects who will come my way that just a conversation with them about their needs, about their interests, their style, their team, their availability, just learn a little bit, and I will know, you know what, this isn't going to work out. I don't even need to go into the weeds here. We don't need to talk.
Let me ask you this. What if you don't feel good about it on one aspect, but they are going to throw you buckets of money?
Yeah.
Seriously. So money's not the issue for them. They want something done in 3 weeks. And the reason I bring this up is because you and I spoke yesterday, literally just yesterday, about a potential project. And the only way to take care of it truly in the time frame that was requested would have been buckets of money. Because we would have had to drop everything for our projects. It would have been my client, but I would have brought you in and your team in as well. We would have worked together on this, but it would have been an investment of money. And even with that said, so would you do it for a bucket of money?
You know, every case is different.
Right, right.
I can say that there are clients out there who could not offer me enough money, probably.
Right.
There are projects, and largely because I know we won't be successful. And even if I take the money, we will not succeed with this project. We will not complete it. We won't be happy in the end.
I know what you mean. Yeah. And that's and that's not a good feeling. We all like the money. We have needs to live and bills to pay and, you know, food and to provide. But at the end of the day, what's the trade-off? Right.
Right.
Right. So,
right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. You got to do what's right for you.
Right. So obviously in this case, I turned down, I was honest with the client with them. I gave them some consulting. I gave them 15, 20 minutes on a phone call. And I think there's more down the line with them that'll work out just fine. But this case, they're going to keep it in house and just kind of bite the bullet and get it done. So, okay.
So Megan, I think just bring it up at the end. It's just a routine thing. Companies that are established should expect a contract. You don't need to make a big deal out of it. Throw it in at the end. I'll send you a contract over because this sounds good.
Yeah, right. You want to have something. You got to have a bare minimum, bare bones. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, sorry for that earlier mistake. Now that we have an audio clip over from SpeakPipe, it's from Sarah Dunn. I'm going to play it right now. We will answer this when she's done talking.
Hey, Kyle and Adam. This is Sarah Dunn at 11 Web. Hey, I want to go to more WordCamps in 2017, but I don't know which ones to pick. So my question for you, what are your two favorite WordCamps and how do you choose which ones to attend? Thanks a lot, guys. Love the show.
Okay. Thanks.
Holy moly.
I know. Well, which two? She said two?
Two. This is crazy. Sarah, this is at the same time a softball question and an absolute curveball.
No. So easy answer. None. They're overrated. Don't even go. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm a huge proponent of camps, WordCamps, and
Adam and I go to a lot of WordCamps.
Literally. So here, the actual answer is for you that I have is it depends. Standard answer in WordPress. It depends because it depends on what you want. Large crowd, small crowd, hallway track, or if you happen to be like a fangirl over a certain duo of presenters who break out of the traditional box of presentations, if you're going to follow these people on the tour and the circuit, you know, you gotta look at their calendar if that's what you do. I mean, if you are one of these people who like to, you know, be groupies, I'm not saying who these anyway, what do you know? I can tell you, people say, what are my two favorite camps to date or in general? I mean, I'm a huge fan of when I attended WordCamp Maui 2 years ago because it was Maui, you know, for one. A great crowd. It was the first camp they had out there. My wife went with me, so we made it a vacation. It was a long overdue vacation for she and I without the kids, but just had a great time. As far as other camps, I mean, I'm going to lean towards WordCamp Los Angeles since I live here and I led it, the lead organizer last year, this year. I've had a good time in Ann Arbor. I had a good time in Dayton. Last year, I think one of my favorite camps was actually Chicago, because it just had a lot of fun in the every experience. You know, went to the Cubs game, watched them win. They win the Super. They win the World Series because of me. You know, so it's hard to pick two. San Diego's a good camp. I mean, you do more camps because you're out there. I mean, obviously there's more camps closer to you. For me, there's an expense of travel and time away going east for me. So it's harder.
Yep.
But tough question.
It's true.
What do you got? Anything?
Yeah.
Have you had any?
I mean, a top two for me personally, you know, if you're curious, I don't know that this is the right recommendation for Sarah or not, but US is something that is hard to top.
Yeah.
WordCamp US. I mean, like, everybody's there. It's fantastic.
But
you'll see us there.
But it can be overwhelming, especially if you've never been to a camp. I mean, I meet people at camps all the time, first time campers, I call them, and I do an interview for my other show. And to go to a US as your first camp, crazy.
Pretty crazy.
It really
crazy.
Is.
I agree with that. I mean, the question was, what are your two favorites?
Yeah.
So I got to say, WordCamp US.
Okay.
I don't know if I could pick a year between the two. But then, you know, it's just like you. I'm very partial towards my own camp, WordCamp Ann Arbor. We've been working hard to try and do a really great job. And we've got even more coming this year. So those have been fantastic. And I've had a great time at all the ones in Ohio. Chicago, I've gone to three straight. And each of those were fantastic. We always have fun in Chicago. But what I do want to share is that Sarah lives in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Okay. Where is that? Where is that in the Mitt?
It's about 1 hour due west of me. Pretty close, maybe a little less.
Oh, so closer to like the west coast of me, like closer to me then.
Yeah, technically a little closer to you.
Right.
And we are fortunate over here in the Midwest. Like Adam was alluding to, there's not as much in other places. But in the Midwest, we have what I really believe is the highest concentration of WordCamps in the world, because there's just so many here. So if you're willing to drive, Sarah, you've got a lot of options. I actually took a few minutes to kind of map things out a little bit. So within a 2-hour radius of your home, if you want just a short drive, in 2017, you can make it to 3 camps, all in Michigan: Jackson, Ann Arbor, and Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids does not have a date yet. Ann Arbor is in mid-October, and Jackson is the first weekend of May. If you're willing to drive one more hour, bump it to 3, you can add in Chicago and Detroit, which should be taking place next spring. If you're willing to drive 4 hours, you're going to add 7 more camps to your possibilities. 4 in the state of Ohio: Kent, Columbus, Dayton, and Cincinnati, and 3 in Wisconsin: Milwaukee, Waukesha, and East Troy. If you're willing to drive 5 hours, you're going to add another 5 camps to your options list: Toronto, Hamilton, Louisville, Peoria, and Pittsburgh. If you're willing to drive 6 hours, add 2 more: St. Louis and Buffalo. 7 hours from you, you can also get down to Nashville, which is the host city for WordCamp US this year, and Rochester, New York. So a 7-hour drive gets you to 21 different WordCamps in 1 year.
Wow. See, for 7 hours for us in California, we have 4 in the state of California, south to north: San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. We have Vegas in theory. It didn't happen last year; got postponed or pushed canceled because of a venue issue. So Vegas is a couple hour drive, four or five hour drive. Arizona,
Phoenix.
You know, so yeah, Phoenix is also a 6-hour drive, and that's really it as far as. Closeness. I mean, after that, you have Utah, like Salt Lake. You have New Mexico. I'm not sure if there was one this year or not. Anyway, yeah, we don't have as many nearby. San Francisco might come back, or San Jose. I do know that there's talk, because I'm talking about it, about adding more in California locally, smaller camps, because we're such a large state. And I've actually already talked to Foundation about this, and they're on board. So I hope that 2018 will see more than just the 4 in California. So that we have now,
yeah.
and probably more in Los Angeles area itself, because LA is so spread out and so big that I think it could justify 2 or 3 more. You could have LA, you could have Pasadena, you could have Torrance, these other cities. And I've talked about this before. So anyway,
you're totally right. I agree. And Sarah, you're going to score big time.
Right.
The one thing that I say is just support the Michigan camps. You can't go
wrong
with.
I would suggest that she just buy a camper, Michigan. Live in the camper, and seriously just groupie around work camps.
You really can't go wrong.
Right. I mean, you know,
it's a win.
It is. It's a win for the
Everybody
community.
Look at it.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this show. We are running out of time here. Let's wrap things up, and that's up to you.
Yeah. Awesome. So I'm so grateful to everyone for tuning into this show. If you have a spare minute or less, because that's really all the time it takes, head over to iTunes, give us a review, an honest rating, and just tell us how we're doing. Send questions if you have them over to questions@getoptionspodcast.com. We accept anonymous questions. You can fill out our contact form on the site or use the SpeakPipe, and we'll play your voicemail on the show like we did today. You can find us online. I'm Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. And you can find Adam at...
I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, or I'm also over at kitchensinkwp.com.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Thanks. See you next week. And we're out. I'm leaving that in.